Listen to the conversation between a tutor and a student. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Have you decided what you want to study next year, Helen?
Well, Miss Richards, I'm not sure. I'm still quite confused.
Let's see, maybe I can help. What are you good at?
I think I'm good at writing. My essays always get top marks, and Mr. Robinson says I'm very good with words, but I'm very bad with numbers.
Okay, that's a good starting point. What school subjects do you prefer?
Well, maths and science are definitely my worst subjects. I like French language and culture and English literature.
I guess you are more reflective than analytical. Is there a new skill you'd like to learn, like painting or playing a musical instrument?
I think I'd like to learn how to play a musical instrument, like the piano. But I'd also love to take a creative writing course.
That's very interesting. I'm sure you'll be great at it. What do you like doing in your free time? Do you like doing crosswords or puzzles?
Not really. I don't have much free time. I always have so much homework. When I have free time, I like reading books, and while I read, I love listening to my favourite songs.
You like music and literature, but I think you're also very creative. Don't you agree?
Yes, I can be creative, but I'm not good at drawing or making things with my hands. I like foreign languages.
All right, you could study English or French literature. You could become a translator or a journalist.
Well, I definitely like to study English literature. In the future, I could become a web journalist. I'd love to review books I've read and also write articles about my favourite writers. Yes, this might really be the best course for me.
Good. See? You're not as confused about your future as you say you are.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Have you decided what you want to study next year, Helen?
Well, Miss Richards, I'm not sure. I'm still quite confused.
Let's see, maybe I can help. What are you good at?
I think I'm good at writing. My essays always get top marks, and Mr. Robinson says I'm very good with words, but I'm very bad with numbers.
Okay, that's a good starting point. What school subjects do you prefer?
Well, maths and science are definitely my worst subjects. I like French language and culture and English literature.
I guess you are more reflective than analytical. Is there a new skill you'd like to learn, like painting or playing a musical instrument?
I think I'd like to learn how to play a musical instrument, like the piano, but I'd also love to take a creative writing course.
That's very interesting. I'm sure you'll be great at it. What do you like doing in your free time? Do you like doing crosswords or puzzles?
Not really. I don't have much free time. I always have so much homework. When I have free time, I like reading books, and while I read, I love listening to my favourite songs.
You like music and literature, But I think you're also very creative. Don't you agree?
Yes, I can be creative, but I'm not good at drawing or making things with my hands. I like foreign languages.
All right. You could study English or French literature. You could become a translator or a journalist.
Well, I'd definitely like to study English literature. In the future, I could become a web journalist. I'd love to review books I've read and also write articles about my favourite writers. Yes, this might really be the best course for me.
Good. See? You're not as confused about your future as you say you are.